This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNradio.com, as well as TuneIn Radio, and those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. Here we are on this Tuesday. It's Prophetic Tuesday, and we are broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas. Around the clock and around the globe we go, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6. Which says that all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. Remember, this program will be replayed this afternoon at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock on bpnradio.com. It's going to be broadcast on Facebook Live throughout the day. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPNradio.com may or may not be the views of the Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we're delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn, edited by Aliona, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. And just a reminder that tomorrow, Crystal Jordan will be my special guest here on BPNradio.com beginning at 10 a.m. Central Time. You may remember that Crystal was pronounced brain dead on July the 5th after a serious automobile accident. But today she's up walking, talking, singing, dancing. Tomorrow, Crystal Jordan is going to share her testimony live on BPNradio.com. So welcome to the prophetic Tuesday. You're on the VPN Radio and Facebook Live. I want to welcome those of you that are joining us across America and around the world. Boy, it's a lot. And I've got all sorts of prophetic words. Look at all these words that I have for people that have sent in their name. Remember, we may not always get to your request the week that you sent it in. It may take a week or two or three or four, but we are working at it. We are diligently working at it. And remember that Ruth Gentry's here. She'll be taking, you can leave your comments here on Facebook Live. Also, I'll be giving some prophetic words by people that leave their name, city, and state. Even though I've not written it down, I just know the Holy Spirit's going to help me. It's going to be a wonderful day. And then, of course, those of you that are listening on bpnradio.com, not being able to watch on Facebook Live, you'll be able to call in a few minutes, and I will take some phone calls and give some prophetic words. I just want you to know that one word from God can change your life forever. There are so many people that live their life in 1D, I would call one-dimensional, two-dimensional, or maybe even 3D. But you can live your life in the fourth dimension. And the fourth dimension is the dimension of dreams and visions and prophecy. Because the Holy Spirit can speak to you about things that you have never even thought about. He can talk to you about things that you can do that you thought that's impossible. But you got to realize that the fourth dimension, the dimension of the prophetic revelatory giftings that God has made available, increases our world. You know, Abraham went out. He just lived in a natural world. But God said, I'm going to take you out, Abraham, and I'm going to cause you to look at the stars. And God prophesied over Abraham. He said, your seed is going to be like the stars in the heavens. And of course, Abraham had to receive that word by faith. So when I give prophetic words here on Prophetic Tuesday, or Allison gives prophetic words on Prophetic Thursday, you have to receive a word by faith. You cannot receive it with your mind, because your mind immediately declares to you or resist that word, saying that's not impossible, you can't do that, you're not tall enough, short enough, big enough, old enough, educated enough, and he always reminds you of why you cannot possibly do that. But if you can receive a prophecy by faith, your worlds can expand and enlarge. And you know, you've heard my testimony so many, many times. I was just raised in a little town in southwest Oklahoma, and it seemed like in a remodeled World War II army barrack, the poor people called us poor. It did not appear that anything significant could happen in my life. But I began to have dreams and visions. I began to operate in the fourth dimension. God began to open my ears to hear and open my spiritual eyes to see. And I began to hear the voice of the Lord, and I began to see, and I received some prophetic words. It's just been amazing what God has done in my life and so many, many other people's lives that it's just amazing. And I think we're getting some phone calls, but we're not quite ready yet. We need to turn off the music there, Ruth. I think that's playing in the background. We'll be answering some phone calls in a little while. I'm giving you some introductions. Some people are wondering, are you going to have a school of the prophets? Or are you going to have a prophetic school? You're going to mentor some of us. I am mentoring you every week about how to operate in the prophetic. And I believe there's an impartation taking place with people that every week you are being actually trained in the prophetic. So one of the things that I did to get started in the prophetic, I had to get amongst, I don't know if that's a real word or not, but I guess it is now. I had to get amongst the people that were operating in the prophetic. And there was an impartation. The Bible said that King Saul, he got among those that were prophesying, and he began to prophesy. So there's an impartation. I believe that each week as you're watching, even though you may not be receiving a prophetic word, you're receiving some instruction and training on how to operate in the prophetic. The release of the anointing, the impartation of the revelation that God wants you to operate in, because your colleagues need a word from God. Your classmates need a word from God. Your neighbors, your friends, your employees, your employer, those that you meet in a restaurant, people need a word from God. And one word from God can literally change their lives forever. So today I'm going to prophesy. But remember, if you receive a prophetic word, it could be a now word, something God is doing in the very near future, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, this year. But it may also be a future word. Don't try to make a future word into a now word, because God wants to make everything beautiful in his time, not your time, but his time. So we get a word from God. You need to rest in it, write it down, rest in it, speak it, see it, hear it, declare it, and allow the Holy Spirit to unveil and unfold that prophetic word that you are receiving. Prophecy means to foretell. It's not fortune teller. Don't go to a psychic. They just operate from demonic spirits. God has given us the prophetic. And I am so very, very thankful to be operating now for the past 32 years as a prophetic voice in this nation and nations of the world. And I want to see many of you do the same. I want to see you operate in the prophetic. And what you do is when you begin to hear the voice of the Lord, you begin to write things down. You know the anointing. When it comes, you begin to write it down. Could be a now word. If I prophesy today, a now word could be a future word. That means it could take a little while, but it's worth waiting on. It could be a confirming word. You've already heard that. You already know that. Maybe somebody's already given you that prophecy. It's just a confirmation. And it could be a new word, something you've never heard before, something maybe you've never even thought about before. Unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power, that is that dunamis Holy Ghost power that operates or functions inside of you. And so I'm going to begin to prophesy today. I'm going to prophesy over people that have sent in their names. Last night I was writing names down. This morning I was up early And I was, how do you receive a word? I just say, Holy Spirit, anoint my spiritual ears to hear, anoint my spiritual eyes to see, anoint my heart to receive. And then I just take a name and I begin to write, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, or I see. And then it just starts. It just starts. And I write, and it comes in paragraphs, usually sentences or paragraphs. Then I go to the next person, and it just continues on till about 9:30 till I stop, take my shower, brush my teeth, and rush in here and say, hey, Ruth, I'm ready to go. So that's the way it's going to happen today. So we have a lot of words. I'm going to be giving prophetic words that I've written down. May not get to all of them today, but we'll keep going as well as through next Tuesday for the holiday. So I do want to remind you that we keep all of these prophetic words, all of these words that I give and Allison Keeper gives, we have them archived, and you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com. We're building a whole new website right now, but right now you can go to breakoutradiochurch.com, and on the left side of that page, it has the prophetic words that we've been given on BPN Radio. You can click that, and all of the programs there have been archived. And so maybe you missed the program. Maybe your prophecy's there. You can listen, and you can be built up in your faith. It's going to be a wonderful day. Ruth is going to come and join me. We're going to greet together in prayer. For those of you who have not met my daughter-in-law, Ruth, my beautiful daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry. And we've been working together for a long time, right?
A long time.
And we're still friends. And you're still beautiful.
Thank you.
It's not always easy to work with a prophet, is it?
It's interesting and challenging, but it's very rewarding and blessed.
Oh, good. Well, it's going to be a great day. And Ruth is taking your comments, and we're communicating with people. It's going to be a wonderful day. Ruth, why don't you just lead us in prayer? Just step up and lead us in prayer, and then I'll start.
Yes. Well, if everybody would join me, just open up your spiritual eyes and your spiritual ears and your heart to receive. And even if your name is not attached to the word that is given, I just ask that you will be able to receive that. The gift of the prophet, the gift of the prophecy is so amazing and encouraging. So I just pray right now that everyone that is listening and joining me, that we will all be encouraged. Today will be a day of encouragement. Today will be a day of new beginnings. So today will be a day that we will start something that we didn't finish something we didn't start, or start something we haven't started. It is going to be a great day. And I just bless everyone that is within the sound of my voice, listening through Facebook Live and through bpnradio.com. And I just bless this program and bless Pastor Dale as he gives those words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ruth. And I remember the time that I prophesied over you that you were going to have four children, right?
I did.
And you thought you were through having kids. But now you have four children, four wonderful children.
Four
wonderful grandchildren. So, boy, prophecy can just expand our lives, take us to places we've never been, cause us to do things we've never done, say things we've never said, meet people we've never met, operate in gifts we've never gone to, travel to nations we've never been to. Just the fourth dimension is just ready for you. Okay, I'm ready to go. I got a whole bunch of prophecies. So here we go. Excuse me. Shannon L. from Oklahoma City. Sharon, I hear the Holy Spirit declaring that you must walk through that door that is open for you. Don't look for another door. That open door is going to provide major opportunities for you to exercise those things which have been in your heart for the past 10 years. Embrace those who are embracing you. Serve those who are embracing you. And Paulette from Rome, New York, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, there are negative reports coming your way, but you must believe the report of the Lord. Your faith has made you whole again. And Cliff S. from Sequim, Washington. I've been into that area. That's a beautiful area. You're a voice to the hungry and thirsty, those who are longing for more of God, yet have forsaken the church because of different events and circumstances. You're going to lead a renewal in many different geographical locations. And Joe H. from Richmond, Kentucky. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a restorer of the breach, bringing people who have lost their way back into proper alignment with the God that loves them so much. You will have a wide open door to minister to the prodigal sons and daughters who lost their way but not their calling. I just want to pause and say, sometimes we receive a word that we just say, well, that's not really the word I wanted. I wanted a word about a husband or a wife or about a job or about a business or what have you. But if you will take the word that the Holy Spirit gives you and you bear witness to it with your spirit, not your mind, but with your spirit, and you write it down and begin to speak that, I can assure you that God will begin to expand and enlarge whatever word it is. So when you receive a prophecy, it's not a chapter, it's not a book, it's just one word. And a word is fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pictures of silver. And so you may say, well, I didn't need that word, or I don't want that word. You really don't have to receive a prophecy, but if you can receive it by faith, that one word can lead to another word, which will lead to another word, and God just expands it. Lisa T. from Sugar Land, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying not to forget the specific things that he has spoken to you about. He's going to give you supernatural recall. Recall. Write it all down in a book and rehearse it, because he is the God of the second time. So, Cliff, I bless you. And Paulette, I bless you. And Joe, I bless you. And Lisa, I bless you. Don't want to forget to bless you. Bonnie J. from Great Falls, Montana. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're regaining and renewing your strength. He's creating a new atmosphere to operate and function in, and that's going to rehabilitate your spirit and take you out of different mood swings into a place of extraordinary fellowship with the Father. I bless you, Bonnie, in Jesus' name. And Tanya W. from Henrietta, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that true promotion comes from the Lord. You must not exhaust yourself in preparing a career that is not your dream, but someone else's dream for you. You must follow your heart, those things that are deeply embedded in your spirit. You must not allow the expectation of others to rule and reign in your life. I bless you, Tanya, in Jesus' name. Allison S. from Madison, Wisconsin. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, take what is in your hand, including those in your clan, C-L-A-N, clan, and do major exploits for his kingdom. You are the leader. Others are waiting on you to lead. Progressive faith is in your wheelhouse. It won't come together. It will all come together at the proper time, but it won't come together until you get started. There is a window of opportunity for you and your family to do this together. So, Allison, I bless you in Jesus' name. Annabelle B. from Monroe, Washington. I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's these days of conflict and opposition that is making you stronger and up for the next assignment that is coming your way. All of these extraordinary happenings is making you battle ready for the next season of your life and ministry. You're about to move to a new level of boldness and confidence that will bring you and your visions and dreams into a new and proper alignment that will cause your competitors to be silenced. You must be strong and of a good courage. You carry the spirit of Joshua with you. So go for it. You be strong and of a good courage. Annabelle, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Tammy Sue D. from Kyle, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's making up for lost time in your life. It's time to hang up the phone and quit communicating with some of those people in your life. Past relationships are hindering what the Holy Spirit is trying to accomplish in your life at this very moment. You must quit hanging on to memories. It's time to make some big plans that do not include those who were in past productions. It's time to love again. It's time to trust again. It's time to live again. Tammy Sue, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Carol G. from Amarillo, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep studying. Keep preparing yourself. Don't give up. Don't put deadlines on yourself. Allow yourself the opportunity to move into a rhythm that is profitable for you. No more deadlines. You have plenty of time. You have plenty of time. Remember that time is on your side, Carol. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Crystal N. Crystal N. A. from Oklahoma City. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a minister of peace, that Jehovah Shalom is your continual companion. You're ministering especially to those who have no peace in their home, in their marriage, in their company, on their job. You will train them how to live in peace in an atmosphere of turmoil. The results are going to be amazing, bringing you to the forefront, even with companies and corporations and businesses. Crystalla, I bless you in Jesus' name. Nana O. from Rigo Park, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have sown much, but have only experienced small results. But remember that His promises are true. And because you have sown bountifully, you are going to reap bountifully. The results of your hard work has yet to be tallied. The tally is not in. The vote is not in. But I see the pendulum swinging your way because God has been very mindful of your diligent service for Him and His kingdom. You know, I love the anointing. I just want to say to those of you, you just may feel like, hey, I don't feel any anointing. I don't feel any prophecy. I don't feel any revelation. How could I give a word? You have to wait for the anointing to come. When the anointing comes and the revelation comes, you must write it down. Or if you're somewhere you can't even write, you must, there's a voice, what do you call that?
voice recording
on your smartphone. Just turn that on and start capturing. Captivate everything you feel the Holy Spirit is saying to you, or maybe about someone else. The Bible said that Samuel did not let one word fall to the ground. So don't let it fall to the ground. When the anointing comes, you feel like, oh, I know the anointing. And you will know the anointing. And it's wonderful. And there's times when I don't feel very anointed at all. I just feel like just a very normal human being. But the Bible said that when the anointing comes on me, it turns me into another person, turns me into another man, can turn you into another woman. So you're very powerful if you learn to work with the Holy Ghost. Tracy O. from Donovan, Missouri. I keep hearing the Holy Spirit saying that you've taken a back seat far too long by speaking your lack instead of your abundance, too long comparing yourself with others, preventing you from taking your rightful place in the kingdom. No more criticizing yourself, but celebrating yourself and your accomplishments. It's time to quit minimizing yourself and allow others to celebrate you. Give up the old you and embrace the new you. You know, I feel like when I prophesy, I'm not only prophesying, as Ruth said, to some individuals, but other people are saying, boy, that's a word for me. I'm writing that down. I know that the Holy Spirit is speaking that word to me. And you also got to realize that sometimes when I prophesy over people, they do not receive it. They let it fall to the ground. I believe that means that you're getting a double portion. When you say, I received that, maybe they didn't receive it, but I do. I do. Okay. So, hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Tracy, give up the old, embrace the new you. Throw a New Year's Eve party announcing your plans and visions for 2018. New wine into new wineskins. I bless you, Tracy, from Donovan, Missouri, the Show Me State. Leonard G. from San Diego, California. The Holy Spirit is giving you friends in high places, bringing you into entirely new territory of financial blessing, escaping those who only wanted to take but did not want to give in return. New inventions and new ways of reaching across the globe will bring you into a new measure of extraordinary success in order to help finance the worldwide harvest that is coming. Be careful not to make any inordinate covenants that would put you at a disadvantage. Leonard there from San Diego. Bless you, Leonard. Letitia from Terrell, Texas. Ruth and I give a shout out to you, Letitia. Thank you for serving us in years past. Your labor of love is not forgotten. It's so good that you turned in your name. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have completed your circle of ministry by serving others. The circle has been completed. It's now time to give expression to those things He has placed in the depths of your heart. You have deferred to others for a long time, but it's time now to step up to the plate and give yourself to that calling and assignment that has been given to you by the Holy Spirit. Being spiritually complacent is not your answer. No more soft-pedaling or making excuses for what is in your heart, but knowing it's high time for you to rise and speak those things that he's been preparing you to speak for such a long, long time. Step up and step out. Preach. Preach that one message over and over. All you need is that one. All you need is that one. Some will say, you're saying the same thing, Letitia. But that's what I've called you to do, says the Holy Spirit. Many will quit hearing with their ears and eventually begin to hear with their heart, creating a new movement to the people group he has called you to. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, it's your turn, Letitia. Letitia from Terrell, Texas, bless you. Bless you for your servitude. What's a wonderful day in your life. Jocelyn B. from Orlando, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that a ministry is unfolding in your life to minister to those who've experienced major rejection in their lives because they have never discovered their true identity, who they really are in Christ. You have suffered many things to get where you're at, all in preparation of what you're going to do. So you paid an amazing price, an incredible price to get where you're at, but the results are favorable. The lines in your life have been drawn in pleasant places. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say. Jocelyn, Orlando, Florida, I bless you in Jesus' name. Ruth's about to give a shout-out to some people. But first of all, for Dennis T. from Oklahoma City, I see you making some major business deals in America, China, Southeast Asia. New contracts that will no longer be revoked, but will be assembled to bring about major opportunities with major investors in most unusual places. Financing will come from several nations that are very economically impoverished. It's going to be a miracle. Your testimony is just going to get bigger and bigger. Your ability to make presentations will bring you to the forefront of marketplace ministry. So, Dennis from Oklahoma City, Dennis T., I bless you in Jesus' name. Ruth, let's give a shout out to some people that are making some comments here today.
Well, good morning again. If you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, I'm so glad that you're listening today. And I just pray that this, not just today, this program, but all throughout the week, the different programs that we have will minister to you, will bless you. And I think it was last week, and we have so many that are, you know, returning people that listen, and I think that's so fun, and I recognize your names. And I'm feeling like we're friends already. And but if you are new today, welcome. If you are not new and you love this ministry, don't forget to send in your testimony to us. It just blesses us. It encourages us to just continue doing what we're doing. And so that would be awesome if you would do that. I want to give a shout out and blessings to Donna M. And I want to blessings to Misty W. And blessings to Sandy N. And blessings to David S. And I want to speak blessings over Rob. And I want to speak blessings over Mandy R. and Donna A. And thank you for joining today. And that God just has a special plan for you today. I just believe that. And our prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, is on Facebook Live with us. And if you are writing down a prayer request, Cheryl writes those down. If you're listening through Facebook, watching through Facebook Live, Cheryl writes those down, and then we submit those to our prayer team. So that is amazing. And we have a prayer number for you if you're listening on bpnradio.com. And when I come back in just a moment, I'm going to give that to you. But here's Pastor Dale.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. And it is good to get testimonies. Our email address is breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And people send us testimonies. I got a testimony a couple of days ago from this couple that live in Lincoln, England. And they were talking about how they join us on Prophetic Tuesdays, and people around the world join us. It's always good to hear from you. Get a testimony. We're grateful. You can even private message me on my Dale Gentry or Dale W. Gentry Facebook pages. Always good to hear from you. Okay, let's... We give two or three words over people that that have contacted us by Facebook Live. You've left your name and your, of course, I don't call last names unless it's a slip of the tongue. I try not to do that. I don't call last names. First name, your city and state, and over you, Cindy from Baytown. I declare, a woman of God, that the mighty anointing is coming upon you to prophesy to declare the word of the Lord, not only to prophesy, but to operate in the incredible word of knowledge, where you begin to speak things into people's lives that will be a confirmation of them knowing, boy, this is really God. And 1 Corinthians 14 confirms all of that, that they'll fall down on their face saying, hey, this is God, you're reading my mail. You really know who I am. So I declare that your prophetic anointing is strong, but your word of knowledge gift is even getting stronger and is going to reveal the hearts of people, and it's just going to be bring about amazing results of what God is doing. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Julianne from Junction City, Oregon. Julie, the verdict is not in. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. You know, there may be a lot of things happening in your life, maybe 100 things happening in your life, but I'll just speak one thing. That's what happens, that we just don't say, when I could probably prophesy maybe for 2 hours over one person, but that's not too beneficial when people are waiting. So I'll just give one thought, one expression. Julie from Junction City, Oregon, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the verdict is not in yet. The verdict is out, but God is ruling in your favor. Circumstances may be against you, or testimonies may be against you, but God is ruling in your favor. And so believe for a good verdict and a unanimous decision. I bless you, Julie, from Junction City, Oregon. And Pamela M. from Portland, Maine. Way up there. I've been to the New England states, but never been to Maine. I hear it's so beautiful there. And Pamela, I bless you. I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you that you are to consider the options. There are some options in your life, and you're waiting for the Holy Spirit to say something very specific. But sometimes God allows us to make a decision. So there are some options in your life, and I believe that you are in a state of confusion or double-mindedness. But I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Pamela, that the choice is yours. He trusts you to make the right decisions. And sometimes he doesn't always make those decisions for us. Remember that sometimes when you were a little child, your father, your mother was saying, yes, you can, no, you can't, you can go here, no, you can't go there. But as you got older, your parents began to release you into making some decisions of your own. And I hear that's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, Pamela. You have proven yourself over and over again, and I believe that it's time for you to say, yes, I believe this is what God would have me to do. I have that release in my heart. And I was sharing the other day with Ian and Allison Kieber, who are on Thursdays. I was saying, I don't always receive a word from God, but I operate on release. Sometimes I feel released to stay. Sometimes I feel released to go. Sometimes I feel released to say that. Or sometimes I don't feel a release to say anything about that. You know, I was sharing the example of years ago. I went to a church in New Orleans, Louisiana, and at the invitation of a pastor. And Gene and I were there several days. We were having incredible meetings. And the pastor came to me and said, could you stay a few more days? I asked the Holy Spirit. He didn't say anything, but I felt a release in my spirit to stay. So if you don't have a word, a specific word, what is your spirit saying? What is your peace saying? Do you have a release to say that, or go there, or stay there, or sell that, or not sell that, or move? Where is the release at? So I was released to stay. I said, yeah, we'll stay a few more days. Well, the temperature of the meetings continued to rise. And he came and said, would you please stay a few more days? And I said, well, I'll pray. And when I prayed, when Gene and I prayed, of course, we come into agreement on these things. We're safeguards for each other. And I felt no release to stay. And I went to him and I said, Pastor, I just can't stay any longer. I don't have a release to stay. I've got to go to the next place. And so I did. So, Pamela, the release. God is teaching you about the release, how to operate in the release of the Holy Spirit. I bless you there, all the way up there in Portland, Maine. And Samara M. from Columbus, Ohio. I declare that no one can steal those things that God has put in your heart. The Holy Spirit has sealed those things in your heart, and there may be those that would try through words of vanity or accusations or intimidation that would try to steal the very things that God has placed in your heart. But they're safekeeping. They're locked inside of your heart. No one can steal those things. So you hold on to those things that you know is true, is right, is righteous, and it was from God and is from God. Samara from Columbus, Ohio, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Susie from C from Oklahoma City, you're just moving into a place of no return, a place of no return. You know, I've got a friend that used to be a pilot, a captain with American Airlines, and he would fly overseas, and he told me, Dale, when you get over halfway on an international flight, overseas flight, there's this red light that starts going on, and it's the PNR light. It's called the PNR light. And they said it's the point of no return. In other words, if you have any problems with a plane, once that red light starts flashing, you have reached the point of no return. You cannot turn back. So I see the PNR light flashing, and your life, Susie, see there in Oklahoma City, you've gone too far. You can't turn back now. You have reached the point of no return. Ruth, why don't we, I've got some more in my hand, and I'll share some more of those. We got three things going. Boy, I just love Prophetic Tuesday, and Ruth does too. Two's better than one. We're going to give you a phone number. I'm going to put my headphones on, and I'm going to take a few phone calls. And if you would just give me your name loud and clear and your city and state, then I'm going to pray for you. And you say, well, how do you do that? Well, the Holy Spirit just gives me a word. So the number is 979-596-0195. If you're listening to bpnradio.com, this is your opportunity. You may be not watching on Facebook Live, but you have an opportunity to make your voice heard. 979-596-0195. Somebody called a while ago, so you can call back. And if you call and the line is busy, we'll keep trying again. I'll take a few phone calls here, and then a little bit later on, I'll put my headphones on so I can hear you when you call. And Ruth will give me the signal, 979-596-0195, 979-596-0195. I'll give you just a few moments if you want to call, and I will, I'll pray for you right here on the phone. Most people had rather not do it, but sometimes people say, hey, I believe I'm going to take advantage of this phone call. Okay, who am I talking to? Where are you from?
Linda in Oklahoma City.
Linda in Oklahoma City. I bless you right now, Linda. I declare that there is a major opportunity for you in a ministry organization. And you have prepared yourself. You have some incredible skills. But I believe that those skills are going to be enlarged and expanded. God's going to give you an amazing opportunity to be a major part of a major ministry there in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I bless you, Linda, in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you very much. Who am I talking to?
Crystal.
Where are you from, Crystal?
I'm from Taliesin, Arizona.
Taliesin, Arizona.
Yes.
Okay. I bless you there in Taliesin. You know, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that he desires, Crystal, to bless you beyond measure. And sometimes we feel like, hey, we're not worthy of that blessing. Where did we go to obtain the blessing? But I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit saying over you, Crystal, that he's going to give you handfuls on purpose. In other words, you're not going to feel deserving of what he's going to do, but it's going to be an amazing testimony to your family and friends concerning the goodness of God. And he's going to give you something that is brand new, not used, but brand new. And it's going to be an amazing testimony to your friends and those about you. So, Crystal, there in Taliesin, Arizona, I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, give me a phone call, and I will I'll pray for you. Who am I talking to?
This is Penny Mayer.
Penny, where are you from?
Stevensville, Maryland.
Stevensville, Maryland. I just hear the Holy Ghost saying that he is he's placed in your heart words to speak to people that that are in danger, severe consequences of their wrongdoings coming their way. This may be very uncomfortable for you, Penny, but I believe that God is going to use you to speak these words in love, but you're going to warn some people about the consequences of their actions. And, you know, sometimes, without a warning, people fall into major problems, difficulties. I believe that you are going to save the perishing because God is going to give you words, maybe even spiritual dreams concerning certain individuals. And then you may say, Lord, why me? I don't know how God works, but he has a kingdom that is at work, and he chooses certain assignments or certain things for each of us to do. So, Penny, I believe that God is going to anoint you. This could be a now word or future word to begin to warn people that are in danger, maybe consequences of their own wrongdoings, or maybe just dangers that they're in. So you have an unusual and extraordinary gift, and I believe that your obedience is going to bring about major results. So, Penny there in Stephenville, Maryland, I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, if you want to call, I am ready. Who am I talking to? Where are you from?
Alicia from Claro, Texas.
Alicia from where?
Alicia from Claro, Texas.
From Claro, Texas?
Claro.
Oh, Claro, Texas. I know where Claro
is.
Yay. There's just an anointing upon you, young lady, to minister to the brokenhearted. Those people whose hearts have been broken, and they feel like that their world will never be put back together again. You know, I've said this with tongue in cheek, but if Humpty Dumpty had known the Lord, he could have put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I don't mean to sound trite, but you know, there are so many people that feel like my heart has been broken, my life has been broken, and it can never be put back together again. But at least I declare in the name of the Lord that you have this special anointing upon your life to heal the brokenhearted, Luke chapter 4, to heal the brokenhearted and to set them free from things that they feel like they can never recover from. So you're going to help a lot of people recover from the brokenness of their lives, and as a result, there's going to be some major rewards and awards for you, Alisa, from Quero. I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, who am I talking to?
Blessing from Alexandria, Louisiana.
Blessing? Your name is Blessing?
Yes,
wow.
B-L-E-S-S-Y.
Oh, Blessy. Okay, I bless you in Jesus' name. I declare that that God is going to use you to minister to those in the medical field, and you, some of your greatest relationships are going to be with those in the medical field, and you're going to play a major role as an intercessor on behalf of those in the medical field and behalf of those that are being falsely accused. You know, we're coming to a time where people in different roles and fields in America are being falsely accused. Accusations, inordinate lawsuits are being brought against them. You're going to play a major role in lifting these people up, working alongside them, interceding for them, interceding with them. I even see you in some surgical suites while major surges are going on. You're interceding there, right there by the doctors. So, Blessing, I declare the hand of God is upon you. Boy, some wonderful things are in motion for you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, wow. God is good. God is good. And do we have another one? Okay, I'll take one or two more phone calls at this moment. What is your name? Where are you from?
This is Michael from Houston, Texas.
Michael from Houston, Texas. I declare that the spirit of boldness is coming upon you to do those things that God has placed in your heart. You know, you the call of God, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Michael, has not gone unnoticed and not gone unchallenged. And sometimes, just about the time we feel like we have everything in proper perspective, we have everything in proper order, and things are progressing, then suddenly out of nowhere there comes all of these challenges, and even from people that we thought we were in proper relationship with. So there's something about obeying God that does not go unnoticed by God, neither does it go unnoticed by the powers of darkness. So there's been a lot of challenges to the call of God, the things that God has placed in your heart, but God is a true God, and I declare that you will not allow second best to take precedent in your life, but you will proceed with those things, the primary call of your life. I believe that all of us have a primary call. My primary call was to preach the gospel. And, you know, I got challenged with that. I got challenged with that. People saying, well, you talk out of the side of your mouth, you preach out of the side of your mouth, and you get a little bit loud, and there's a little bit spittle that comes out. There's all kinds of challenges and people that do not believe in you. But the thing that God has put in your heart, which I call, Michael, your passion, you got to stick with. You got to go for. Don't turn aside for anything else. No secondary roles in your life. I bless you, Michael, from Houston, in Jesus' name. Okay, one more call. Who am I talking to?
Lissandra? Cassandra, yes.
Cassandra, where are you from?
Baytown, Texas.
Baytown, Texas.
Yes.
Well,
yes, sir.
You got to know that the Holy Ghost is working with you and in you, and He's putting everything in proper order. Because sometimes we have certain assignments, but we don't know the order they come in. So God, Cassandra, is bringing things into proper alignment, proper order. You know, they say when certain stars are aligned, then certain things happen. I declare that God is aligning those things that are working in your heart. He's given them proper alignment, proper order to bring about a fruitful life. And He's called you to bear much fruit. So the anointing of God is upon your life, and the Holy Ghost is putting pressure on you. You say, I'm feeling pressure. Well, that's Holy Ghost pressure to move forward, to allow the Holy Ghost to proper align those things that He's placed in your heart so that you can bear much fruit. So, Sandra from Baytown, I bless you in Jesus' name. And if you're trying to call, I'm going to take some more phone calls in a few moments. Wow, so many things happening. This is a wonderful day. I want to remind you that you're listening to BPNRadio.com, and it's good to have the manager of BPNRadio.com, Ruth Gentry, here. And don't forget, we're starting to have Christmas music, and you're going to enjoy that. We got programming coming up. Today, Roy Beard is on at 11:55 Central Time, 1 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Boy, he has word from the wall. He has discerning the times, and he talks about what's happening in government, what's happening today. And he's given things that CNN or Fox News are not giving. So it's Roy Beard today. Caitlin H. from Great Falls, Montana. Hear the Holy Ghost saying there's an invitation coming your way from a far country. You need to have your passport ready. Don't be anxious, but make preparation. Your gifts are making room for you to do an internship in another country that is going to bring about major connections in your life. I bless you, Caitlin, there from Great Falls, Montana. Dana from Kilgore, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't just assume these things are in your heart are going to happen automatically. He needs your participation. He needs you to respond. And I have a word for Mark A. from North Carolina. I see a major business settlement in the making. Don't settle for second best in this situation. This provision will be a blessing to many other ministries. And Debbie B. from Shelbyville, Kentucky, there's a special anointing on your life to rescue people from their present environment, from places of destruction, because they feel they are trapped and there is no way out. And Sanjeev from Kolkata, India, I see you like John the Baptist, a voice crying out in the wilderness, directing you to desert places where they've never heard the gospel. And Gina S. from San Antonio, Texas, I see you sitting on major boards as a result of special wisdom that he has given to you. So I bless you, Mark. I bless you, Debbie. I bless you, Sanjeeb. I bless you, Gina. In Jesus' name, wow. Okay, I got some more words here.
Awesome.
I got some more words. Dylan, T from Manhattan, Kansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't turn around. There is someone who's about to accompany you on your journey that has been handpicked to accompany you for this season of your life. Resist all temptations to turn around. Keep going. Great rewards will accompany your obedience, and he will truly honor your faith. Dylan from Manhattan, Kansas. Okay, Arnold, now I'll get to you. Arnold C. from Nashua, New Hampshire. I just want to greet and give a shout out to all you people up in the New England states. I've been up there. It's beautiful. I've been in New Hampshire. Arnold, I see your medical giftings opening new doors into other lands to preach the gospel, setting entire cities ablaze with the miracle giftings in your life. Your medical giftings helping open the doors to perform creative miracles that will become the springboard to many revivals in other cities and nations of the world. Arnold, what an amazing word. I bless you there in Nashua, New Hampshire. And Tammy L. from Midwest City, Oklahoma. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you're about to birth something new. You are a pioneer, and it's time to give birth to that dream in your heart. You're a young lady with unusual skills that comes in many different colors. Reach out to other pioneers who are bored with their present assignment and form a company of enthusiastic teammates who will scatter the norm and bring many into a new discovery zone in their life. Don't shun the recognition. Get ready for the interviews. Others will be attracted and will enlarge your company of competitors and dreamers. Tammy L., Midwest City, Oklahoma. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Carrie B. from Perry Gould, Arkansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying not to be in compliance with those who are speaking the same thing that you are speaking. Don't associate yourself with an audience of skeptics. Align yourself with those who carry your spirit and what you as an amazing leader is trying to accomplish. Don't forsake your assignment, your dream, because of a lack of cooperation. Regroup. Don't be afraid to make changes. You certainly have this wonderful treasure in earthen vessels. God is taking you through a pruning season, a sifting season. So don't despise this season. The outcome is going to be fantastic. I bless you, Carrie, there in Perry Gould, Arkansas. Michelle B. from Fort Worth, Texas. Michelle, I see you as a major part of a major orchestra and production company of singers, musicians, performers, bringing joy and laughter into the hearts of multitudes of people. I see you signing lots of autographs in the future, accompanied by a scripture that you put there. I bless you, Michelle, from Fort Worth, Texas. Ronald R. from Dallas, Texas, just up the road there. Ronald, you have this amazing gift of producing illustrated sermons. I see your narrative preaching voice accompanied by incredible thespians who are bringing your sermons to life in a most unusual way, provoking new God thoughts and ideas and opening a wider door for your ministry. Wow, that's unusual. I bless you, Ronald R. in Dallas, Texas. And Dina M. from Simpsonville, South Carolina. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that there are some people who are trying to intimidate you from being the aggressive you that you are. You need to keep pushing forward. While other individuals rely on their resume to get them a promotion, you rely on the anointing that you carry, your tenacity, your determination, your perseverance, your stamina, your endurance, your persistence to move you into that arena that he has already given you. No more intimidation. Push. P-U-S-H, Dina. Pray until something happens and push. Be persistent. Be persistent because you're not relying on your resume. You're relying on that tenacity. And Dina, there in Simpsonville, South Carolina, I bless you in Jesus' name. Ruth, why don't we give some shout-out to some people and maybe give people an opportunity to make a donation today. We have about 20 people on our staff here and on our team. Just takes a lot of finances. And, you know, every prophetic Tuesday, prophetic Thursday, want to give people an opportunity to give because Jesus said it's more blessed to give and then to receive. Then we're going to continue on.
Thank you. Again, if you're just now listening, welcome to bpnradio.com. And what an awesome opportunity we have to share the gospel and to share the different gifts of our team members. And I think I mentioned earlier, Cheryl and Rhonda, they have such an anointing and gift in prayer. And Rhonda hosts a show on Fridays, and they are passionate. Well, all our team, every single one of our team members is just passionate about what we can do to encourage and help you and pray with you about. And, of course, the anointing that Pastor Dale has and Allison Kieber have and the prophetic is, I think, just second to none. And we're just here to encourage you and be a blessing and partner with you. So I'm just going to boldly say, will you partner back with us on your finances? We need financial partners. We need prayer partners. We need financial partners. And so what better time to give than this Christmas season with all of the blessings that we have received throughout the year of 2017? I am sure that I just know myself, me personally, I have been looking at different ways that I can give back. I am such a blessed mama, as Pastor Dale said earlier, with four amazing, beautiful children. And my husband Rick and I, we talk about that all the time, that we just feel blessed. We feel so thankful and blessed that we have the freedom to be able to profess what we believe in, just share the love of Jesus, and to have some amazing friends and partners. And so I'm just going to boldly ask you to be a BPN Radio partner. And it's very easy to do that. You just go to one of Pastor Dale's websites. We are revamping those. That's going to be our new launch in 2018. Can you guys even believe I'm saying that, 2018? That is crazy. And yeah. But currently, and it's an amazing website, and I know I posted it on Facebook Live, but if you're listening on bpnradio.com, I want you to go to that website because Pastor Dale and Miss Jean have got some amazing material there, free download for you. Her testimony on being healed of cancer, her daily journal on that, I know that will bless you. They stood strong in faith, and they share that journey in her book. There's multiple resources there. Let'sprayamerica.com. Let'spraymerica.com. And so, again, our heart is to just be a blessing and share with you everything that we can find to do that with. But I'm asking you boldly to be a partner with bpnradio.com. And you can go to the donate page there and just donate anyway. Your check card, your PayPal. I mean, it's just so easy. On the same website, letspraymerica.com, all the information to write a check is Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. And you make that out to Breakout Ministries. And when you do that, would you include a testimony? That would mean so much to us here at bpnradio.com. Yeah. And I do want to give a shout out to our team members. I mean, we could not do what we're doing without an amazing staff that is truly, truly, truly called to helping you, encouraging you, holding your hands up, partnering with you. And so I, again, boldly say we need your financial partnership to continue to do what God has called us for 2018. I know Pastor Dale is going to have an amazing word for 2018. It is just the beginning. It is not the end. We have a lot still to do, and so I want to be on that cutting edge. I want to be here serving. I want to be doing more, but we cannot do it without the finances. We have some equipment that needs to be replaced. We have many things that we need to do,
And so I am asking you to just be a BPN Radio financial partner. You might want to consider being a monthly partner, just not a one-time giver, but a monthly partner. And you can do that with reoccurring payments on the donate page on letspraymerica.com. So however we can be a blessing to you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And right now I just say for all the partners that we currently have, thank you. We would not be able to stand behind this microphone without the multiple, just how God has called and placed on your heart to help us. So for the current partners, for this particular 2017 year, thank you for your giving, whether it's a one-time or monthly. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And your gifts are tax deductible. And so it is 501(c). All that information is on the donate page on letspraymerica.com. And bless you. And I just pray that your gifts are multiplied and all of your blessings and all of your prayers are answered during this beautiful holiday season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Ruth. And thank those of you. We appreciate those of you that are giving. We are a faith-based ministry. And, you know, for 30 years, over 30 years, Gene and I traveled almost every week to a different city or a different nation. But today we are focusing our attention upon BPNradio.com, Breakout Radio Church, and Breakout Prayer Network, Calling America to Pray. And so we are here at this microphone. It's good to have my family working. Ruth Gentry managing BPNradio.com, my son Rick working with me, my granddaughter Taylor Gentry, my granddaughter Megan Gentry, my grandson Brock Gentry, and my daughter Darla Gentry, my granddaughter Brittany Greenlee. Wow, we're just a family that is working together. And of course, my grandsons Hunter Gentry, Jordan Greenlee, have all worked with us here on BPN Radio. It's amazing when a family works together and begins to put things together. I'm very thankful for my family. I'm very, very grateful. And thank you so very, very much. I'm grateful for our team. Ruth was talking about our team. You know, it takes a lot of people to keep an internet radio station. You see some of the equipment behind us. But we have Aliona, who's working with us right now from Moldova and just finished the university there. She's working with us every week. We have Michael Schonborn, who's working as our chief engineer. He's in England, but he works with us. He's an incredible college instructor of electronics. We have Linda Meeks, who works as my personal assistant. We have Delvin Kinzer, who's an award-winning news person. Now I'm going to leave somebody out. And, of course,
Rhonda.
We have Rhonda Kinzer, who hosts every Friday. She hosts the Intercessory Prayer Time. It's on Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com from 10 till noon. She's a former college professor. She knows how to pray. Rhonda Kinzer, she takes prayer requests that you leave here on Facebook and those that are sent to her. Wow. So we have a wonderful team that's working together. So many, many people. We're thankful for Cheryl Ortiz, our national prayer coordinator, as Ruth mentioned, and all of our other team members, those that host different programs. I was on the phone last night with Kelly Hargraves, who will be on tomorrow. We're just so thankful. We're working together, as Ruth said, promoting the kingdom of God, and we're very, very, very thankful. I would like to say that Allison Kieber is on Thursday with Prophetic Thursday. She does a wonderful job. And I very seldom mention, but Ian and Allison work with Gene and I every Sunday at Breakout Radio Church. We believe in the local church, but if you don't have a church or a pastor for some reason or another, you're not able to attend on Sunday, you can be a part of Breakout Radio Church. We broadcast on Facebook Live as well as bpnradio.com every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, that's on all day long. That's on all day long on Sundays on Facebook Live. We want to mention also Ron Lester, who's on every Thursday with a special needs watch. And then, of course, on Friday, Ian and Allison Kieber have the Marketplace watch. Wow, we just have a lot of stuff going, folks. Okay, well, I'm going to give some more prophetic words. It's good to have you tuning in, listening in. Once again, thank you for your giving. Pastor John Yule Jr. from Oklahoma City, pastor of a great church there. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that 2018 is a year of resolution and revolution. You're going to resolve some things that are not who you are, and you're going to release some things in your ministry that is not who you are, and you're going to embrace the new that will revolutionize your ministry with a new determination that you are no longer going to be a carrier of someone else's vision, but your own vision. You will release those things that you have set in motion that is not really who you are in exchange for those revolutionary things that were in your heart from the beginning, from the very beginning of your ministry. Some people may call it old school, but you must refuse labels and not allow anybody to put you in a box or be afraid of making those necessary changes that's going to revolutionize you and bring in you to a new place of fulfillment. No more comparisons. This is your day, John. 2018 is your year, and I want to say those that are with you cannot leave, and those that are not with you cannot stay. God is bringing you to a new place. 2018 is a new launching pad for you, John, in Oklahoma City. I bless you, young man. The hand of God is on you. Daniel G. from Karachi, Pakistan. Daniel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He has placed you in a harvest field and that He has promoted you to be a general in your nation. He has given you ownership in a strategic place, and He is helping you establish a ministry center where people of other nations, particularly young people, can come to Pakistan and help you fight the good fight of faith. God is about to give you extraordinary favor in your city that you have never experienced before. The tide has turned, Daniel. He has assigned guardian angels and ministering angels to work with you. He has given you extraordinary favor in your city with those who sit in high places. There, Daniel, in Karachi, Pakistan. I bless you. It's amazing, Ruth, that we are being heard and seen all across America and around the world. I used to get on the radio years ago when the station only was heard 500 miles away and just say, "Hello, world." I believe I was prophesying that one day I could actually say that truthfully, "Hello, world." That's exciting. Mia H. from Carson City, Nevada. I hear you speaking French. I see open doors in days to come in France and other French-speaking nations, providing you major opportunities in the days to come. I see you doing an internship in a French-speaking nation. Mia, I bless you in Jesus' name. Jeremy P. from Dallas, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, no restrictions. When you run into a brick wall, consider it a temporary testing of your faith. He has given you reasons to explore various opportunities that are coming your way, providing new ways to do old things, making new patterns out of old patterns, assembling things that have seemingly been forgotten over the years. So I bless you, Jeremy, there in Dallas, Texas, there in Big D. Katie M. from Lubbock, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you don't need any more confirmation. Get started. Do what is in your heart, for He is with you. What are you waiting for? The force is with you. Start that campus ministry, which will eventually spread across this land. Be that missing link to so many that desperately need your leadership and your faith on campuses all across America. I bless you, Katie. I bless you, woman of God. Major influencer of your generation. And Julie D., I'm not sure where you're from. Julie the evangelist, the preacher. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit talking to the same people and start preaching your message around the world. I believe you're either from Washington or Alaska. I'm not sure. Anyhow, Washington, Alaska. Quit talking to the same people. Start preaching your message around the world through social media and other doors the Holy Spirit will open for you. You are a revivalist. And you will spread the fire of revival across your state and this nation with your powerful testimony, your anointed sermons. Why not you and why not now? Julie D., I bless you in Jesus' name. What do you want to do here, Ruth? What do you say?
I just want to give a quick shout out to our friends and one of our team members. I just realized I was looking at some stuff, and Jimmy and Linda Meeks' 30th anniversary is today.
Wow, that's right. You're right about
it. And so happy anniversary, Jimmy and Linda. When I just tell you, I want to say this really quick. I have known this precious couple, but I'm going to brag on Linda. Linda is one of the sweetest, nicest. You talk about just a gift of pure, just sweet. I worked with her side by side, and I used to say, Linda, you are the nicest person I know. We all have our days, okay? We just have our days. And I might come in, and I would just be frustrated with somebody or, like, driving the kids to school. And you just see Linda, and Linda just, she just has a presence about her. She is just one of the sweetest. So, Jimmy, you're a blessed man to be, and it'd be easy to be married to Linda for 30 years. So, I want to give a shout out to our friends, Jimmy and Linda Meeks. Happy anniversary. We love you.
Yes.
Linda's been Pastor Dale's personal assistant for years, but more important, she has just been a beautiful lady of the Lord and shows true God's love. She loves everybody.
Yeah.
And so, happy anniversary, guys.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you.
Wanted to give that shout out real quick.
Thank you, Ruth. We do say happy anniversary to Jimmy and Linda Meeks here in Roswell, New Mexico. My personal assistant lives in New Mexico. We have people working with us all over the country, all over the world. It's just amazing how that happens as a result of all of the social media and all the gadgets, that we're able to use. It is absolutely amazing. Linda, thank you so very much for working with us, serving us. And even though Linda, a couple of years ago, was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis with MS, she still comes to work every day. She works hard. She's not allowed this health challenge to prevent her. Very cooperative spirit. And we want to bless you. I believe that we need to bless people that we possibly can. Thank you, Ruth, for bringing this to my attention.
Well, you would have remembered.
I would have remembered. I would have remembered. In fact, I talked to her yesterday and said, today's going to be a big day for you. So I bless you, Linda. Several years ago, I prophesied she'd wear several hats, and she does that.
Yes.
And we're thankful. So we bless you. Mandy? All right, we got Mandy here from Overland Park, Kansas. Opportunities come in different packages. This opportunity that is coming your way, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, is coming in a small package, but it is a wonderful package. We won't despise the day of small beginnings. So, Mandy, I declare that God is with you, and you to open that package and cherish that package, and you're to keep that package, the contents of that package, ever before you. And so I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Cassie and Richard from West Monroe, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he's given you executive privilege. You're being able to make some decisions about some matters that have come to your attention that normally could never happen. But you have executive privilege, and you're going to make some executive decisions that are not only going to be profitable for you, but they're going to be profitable for other people in days and years to come. Joyce from Noble, Oklahoma. Joyce, you're in the midst of a tremendous pioneer work, a tremendous pioneer effort that's quite amazing. And just pray, do the stuff, prophesy, declare, and encourage. Hold up the hands that hang down. I bless you, Joyce, there in Noble, Oklahoma. I bless you, Emma S. from this must be a French word, Cour d'Alene. Boy, I really butchered that, I'm sure. From Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Emma, I know I butchered your town, your city, but I declare the hand of God is upon you, and he is giving you a divine entrance into your city. A divine entrance into your city. And there's also, and I don't know where you would find this, but there's also a sister city somewhere in the world that you're going to travel to, and you're also going to have a major entrance into that city. What an amazing word. Emma from Coeur d'Alene. I know the people that speak French are laughing, or whatever. I think that sounds like French. I'm not sure, but I'm sure you're laughing your heads off. I'm just a guy from Oklahoma. But you're going to minister in your city, Divine Entrance, as well as a sister city. I bless you. Do we have time to take two or three more phone calls? Would that be possible?
All things are possible. Let's
I'm going to put my headphones on. The number to call is 979-596-0195. And while you're calling me, I'm going to put my headphones on, 979-596-0195. If you call before, you might give someone else an opportunity to call, if you will. And while you're waiting, I want to remind you that Allison Kieber is on Thursdays, on Prophetic Thursday. And she'll be on. She wasn't on Facebook Live this week, but she will last week. But she will be this week, Allison Kieber, starting at 10 a.m. Central Time. And you can turn in your name, city, and state. I want to say we're getting so many requests for prophetic words. It's encouraging, but at the same time, we can't get to everybody at the same week, but we're going to. I'm talking as fast as I can. Who am I talking to?
Crystal Kaiser from Oklahoma City.
Crystal, the hand of God has not forgotten the promises that he gave to you. He wrote to you in Revelation, maybe dreams and visions, I'm not sure. But the promises of God are still in motion. There's been so many things that have happened over the years that would cause most people to quit. But I just hear these big words blasting out, riding on a big billboard, don't quit. What you have to do is you have to continually write the vision down that he gave you. Not allow anybody to edit the vision, edit things out. You say, well, time has passed and I've got to take some of those things out. Don't take any of those words out. Don't remove any words. Remember that the hand of God is upon you and your visions and dreams have been challenged, but he is with you, Crystal, there in Oklahoma City. He is with you. And the former things you're not to remember. That means the difficulties, the challenges, the people that disappointed you, the people that forsook you in your time of great need. You needed them and they forsook you. Don't remember the former things. Remember the new thing that he spoke to you years ago. Write that down because God's not finished yet. He has recorded his promises. His word is true and sure. I bless you there, Crystal, in Oklahoma City. Okay, if you want to give me, I'll take two or three phone calls. And if you want to call me at 979-596-0195. And I'll wait just a moment if you want to call me. Take phone calls. And we're attempting to give some prophetic words that people leave their name, city, and state on Facebook. And we're also given prophetic words that I've written down. Who am I talking to?
This is Mark from Concord, North Carolina.
Mark from Concord, North Carolina. You know, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Mark, not to allow your heart to be troubled. There are so many distracting things that are taking place mm-hmm. in this world. But you are not to be distracted by those things. You are to keep your eyes upon him. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. I see God using you, Mark, in end time prophecy. I believe that God is going to begin to give you revelation about the end times. And you're going to begin to write those things down. You're going to have I'm prophesying you're going to have a tremendous audience following you on Facebook or other social medias because of the revelation. We're living in the end times. When President Trump made the announcement last week concerning moving the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and mm-hmm. proclaiming Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, I knew that we were in the end times. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to be a major voice concerning end time prophecy. I bless you, Mark, in Jesus' name, and release that anointing, that gifting in your life. Amen and amen. So, I bless you, Mark, in Jesus' name. Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful day. It's a marvelous day. It's a fantastic day. I'm gonna prophesy. I guess I'll take my headphones off here and give some prophetic words that have come in on Facebook Live. Then I've got a bunch of other prophecies. Have I got this many more prophecies, Ruth?
You did.
What? Look at all this. Well, I'm glad we're back on next week. And Ruth mentioned that the first in January of every year since 1990, I've been giving prophetic words concerning America, the nations of the world. And I will do that on the first Tuesday of 2018. And I believe that's going to be on a Tuesday. I believe it's going to be on the second day. But we'll be back next week, next Tuesday. We'll take a couple of weeks off to enjoy it, be with our family, and then we'll be back. But tune in next week, if you will. Kara, did I give Kara a word from Alaska? Kara N. The blessings of God. Here's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying about you. The blessings of God makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. And so God's blessing is upon you, and he adds no sorrow with it. There's a lot of people that are being blessed, but it's accompanied by lots of sorrow. But the blessings of God are upon you. You're living in a season of great blessing, and you need to receive it. You need to get your hands up and say, I receive in Jesus' name. Tabitha N. from Louisiana. Tabitha, the revelatory anointing of God is upon you to lay hands on lay hands on the sick. God giving you words of knowledge concerning revelation and concerning the sick. Don't forget, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I'm going to have probably the most amazing miracle that I've ever witnessed, and that is a young lady who was a worship leader in Louisiana. When I'm talking about Tabitha, who's in Louisiana. But we have tomorrow Crystal Jordan, who was pronounced brain dead on July the 5th, was given up to die, is going to be on with me tomorrow. And she's going to share her amazing testimony. So don't forget, Crystal Jordan will be my special guest tomorrow on bpnradio.com. Tabitha, Louisiana, the gift of healing is operating your life, accompanied by words of knowledge. And Romy and Mark from Lake Charles, Louisiana, you know, you're just wide open for the will of God. And there's changes taking place. In fact, my spiritual father said to me one day, son, change is here to stay. I declare that changes are taking place and God is at work in your life. Cindy and Romy and Mark from Lake Charles, Louisiana, bless you. And Cindy from Plano, Texas, you know, you have an incredible prayer voice. You have the gift to pray the prayer of faith that few people have. I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And Linda B. from Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't hesitate. Don't just stand around watching others do it. Give it a try. You will be amazed at the hidden talents that that God has placed inside of you, even from your mother's womb. Let that passion kickstart you into a whole new dimension of your life. You'll hardly be recognizable. A whole new you is about to break forth. Linda, I bless you from Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And D.F. from Waynesville, North Carolina. I see you operating in several different gifts of the Spirit. He's speaking to you to covet the very best gifts, those gifts that will flow like a river out of your life, out of your innermost being, bringing others to the very gates of heaven. Your new ministry is in motion. And Rita L. from Lecompte, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that opportunity is knocking at your door. That door will open quickly, will close quickly. Your proper response will bring about amazing results. Paulette B. from Rome, New York. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that it's not by might nor by power, but by his Spirit that you're walking out of a dark place and into his marvelous light. An undeniable answer to your prayer is about to bring a new peace and settledness in your heart and in your life that you've never experienced before. Continue to speak those things that are not as though they already were, already happening. You're about to shout your walls down. Your enemy has resisted you long enough. I bless you. Paulette there from Rome, New York, and Ann W. from Seattle, Washington. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that a new assignment is opening up for you, accompanied by the double blessing and the double anointing. He is definitely about to double your pleasure with this amazing promotion that is coming your way. And Charity B. from Midwest City, Oklahoma. I see that you have a wonderful gift of giving, and the Lord is going to place major gifts in your hand for distribution. I see companies and corporations participating in your nonprofit assignment. I see different individuals on television promoting your cause, Charity. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Angela from Franklin, Tennessee, you have a special way of expressing yourself. Your ability to communicate is going to make room for you in music, entertainment, business, ministry, and other events as well. Your hours of preparation and practice is finally paying off. Create your website. Don't be afraid to promote who you are and what you do. Gloria S. from Pueblo, Colorado. Gloria, there's an anointing on your life to rescue the perishing, those who have given up on life, those who have died on the inside. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are giving life, that you have, are giving life-giving words. Many will speak out for a life-giving word. Some will eventually hang on your every word. And Julie from Corpus Christi, I see you making podcasts that many will be listening to in future days. You have an amazing ability to tell stories. I even see you reading books on podcasts. Many will be listening to. Oh, wow. Leanne W. from, we're about out of time, aren't we, Ruth?
We've gone over.
We have gone over. Leanne W. from Dinuba, California. There is a cause. Mm-hmm. You are like David when he came to fight the giant. They tried to ridicule him, but he said, is there not a cause? I declare, Leanne W. from Dinuba, California, there is a cause, and you have been created for a certain cause, and you will not allow your vision to vanish. You will not allow your vision to vanish. Leanne, I bless you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And Jacqueline H. from Seattle, Washington, there is provision. Hear the Holy Ghost saying there is provision for your vision. Jacqueline, I bless you from Seattle in Jesus' name. And Blondina from Wentzville, Missouri, what about the proposal that has been made to you? You are contemplating the proposal, but there is definitely definition to the proposal that has been made to you, and you are to give that proposal major consideration. So, Blondina from Wentzville, Missouri, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jacqueline D. from Webster, Texas, if it had not been for you, many would have perished. So don't discount the effects that you have had on your generation. You have been more effective than you realize that you have been effective. Who? Hallelujah. And Tammy D. from Cedar Creek, Texas, I hear the Lord saying the river is rising, the river of revival in your own life, and you are having experiences and encounters with other people that is quite amazing. And Robert M. from Chicago, Illinois, you are not alone. God is with you, and He is advancing the cause. You are making advancements that you do not realize you're making. In the natural, it may not appear so, but in the supernatural, it is quite amazing. So hang in there. Hang in there. The results are coming. And Tracy from Royston, Georgia, just across the line. Don't be afraid to go a little farther. Jesus said to Peter, launch out into the deep, launch out a little farther. So I declare that you are going a little farther. And as you do, God is going to show you and experience you. You're going to experience the expansion of those things that He's called for in the realm of the supernatural. Well, Ruth, let's bless the people. We got to go. Don't forget, the news is next with Delvin Kinzer. We're going to be back next week. I got all these names, Ruth. What am I going to do?
We're going to do our best.
We're going to, okay, we'll do our best. We're not going to let any words fall to the ground. So, Ruth Gentry and I bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us so much. We are blessed by you guys, and thank you. And our heart does hear it when you're posting, I need a word. We hear you, and our heart is...
Yes, we do.
We're just doing our best, but there are hundreds of names that come in. And so we're just doing our best, and thank you for understanding that.
Yes, we appreciate it. Keep going. We love you. Like and share. Remember, this service will continue to be broadcast on Facebook Live and on bpnradio.com, mm-hmm. 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock.
Amen.
We bless you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
I see the star that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed, I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them. Stand amazed. I stand amazed, so amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me.
This broken road. I need the chance to start again. There's no future in my past. And there's no moving on for me if I'm always looking back. It's time to forgive and forget. No memory, grace has no regret.
God to those sins and buried them far as the east is from the west. And if Jesus can forgive me, then it's time to forgive myself. Every one of my mistakes has been buried by the waves. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, He washed them all away. He looks beyond all I have done to the heart of who I am. And the one who saw me fall so hard gives me strength to stand. It's time to forgive and forget. Mercy has no memory. Grace has no regret. God took those sins and carried them far as the east is from the west.
God's You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you. I trust in you. I believe you're my healer. I believe you are all I need. I believe, and I believe you're my portion. I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're
you remind me now of I'm better off when I begin.